When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word! Hello, Manus.
Hello, Jillian.
What's going on?
Well.
Yeah.
It's been a...
Tell me. Go.
I can't...
I want to hear it.
Well, from a international standard, I'm classified as an international person now, being from Canada in the
United
States.
But you have paperwork here.
I do. Oh, no. I just mean an international view on what's going on in the United States.
Oh, Manus.
There's a lot of...
Manus is international.
I'm international now.
International woman of mystery.
I mean...
Manus.
I don't know about mystery.
Sexy Manus.
It's been a very upsetting and confusing time. And I know it's amplified 100 times here.
I don't see it that way.
You don't.
No, but I want to hear everything you say
first. Maybe that's good to hear, because from what we see from outside of the United States, we even as Canadians, we feel fear.
Yeah.
We're confused. We're hurt. We're afraid. They're all kind of very under the surface. We try to have hope that possibly something might turn around, yet every time we think that something's going to turn around, we're faced with the reality that it's not going to turn around. And so why I say I think it must be amplified here, because we will get the residuals in trade and in many things.
I know.
Canadians will be greatly affected.
I know.
So
The whole world will be. He's trying to, by the time everyone hears this, it could be done, but he's undoing the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Yes.
Which was meant to keep China in check, I believe, but...
I don't know, but I know NATO could be affected. I know NAFTA can be affected, which all affects Canada greatly and the world. So I guess I can't describe how I feel. I don't know what it is, but it's just a feeling of emptiness.
Interesting. Okay. Did you go to the Women's March?
I did not.
That's the problem.
I could not.
That's the problem, I think. And the thing is, I went to this march. So originally, we were going to try to go to the one in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And, Heidi was afraid that if anything happened, we'd be in another state, and she didn't want to take the kids. Sure. And she's like, oh my God, what if something happens? I don't want us to be, I had an arbitration through Friday night, and the march was on Saturday, and there just was no way to get there. And then I found out there was a march in LA. So I was like, fantastic, we'll go to that. And turns out 750,000 people showed up in LA. So, you know, I've heard different numbers at this point on DC, but we were either the biggest or the second biggest.
I think LA was the biggest.
But on top of that, there were marches, as you know, around the world. Mm-hmm. Around the world. Budapest, Paris, London, Antarctica. I mean, around the world, right? Iraq, everywhere. All different cities across America. And I really didn't, I just thought, you know, we have to go. We have to go to this. And, you know, a lot of people were like, I don't understand. What rights have you had taken away? And I was like, all right, you don't understand, because it is about taking away people's rights. That's, you know, this is the whole, this is what, you know, this is the plan. And taking away a woman's right to choose. And I'm not pro-abortion. So that's a very sticky issue for me, to be dead honest with you, because I have, you know, it's one we shouldn't touch. But, you know, that one's very gray for me. But I do believe that there are many extenuating circumstances, and Planned Parenthood provides birth control. Planned Parenthood saves babies. But again, different conversation. But anyway, it's about all gay rights. It's about Black Lives Matter having equal rights in court. It's about all that stuff. It's about immigration reform. It's about the freedom of religion not being banned from a country because you're Muslim. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's about equal rights. So anyway, everyone is like, you know, my friends, oh, we're going to go march. We show up and there are hundreds of thousands of people around the world, Janice. It's the first time in my life, and I would argue in history, although I wasn't alive at Woodstock, but nevertheless, that you had in one place peacefully coexisting. And beyond that, not just like tolerating one another like they do in New York City. I don't mean tolerance. I mean acceptance and advocacy of people from all walks of life for one another. And you had people there from the Black Lives Matter movement, from the human rights campaign, gay rights, right? Transgender, the LGBTQ community. You had Latinos there fighting for immigration reform. You had Muslims there and Jews there side by side marching, you know, arm in arm. You had Christians, Catholics, I mean, women, men, young, old, every race, every color, every creed, every orientation. And they would chant for each other. Like it was, you know, who run the world? Girls. You know, and then it was, you know, no KKK, no fascist USA. And then it was, you know, we believe in immigration. Immigrants are welcome here. We believe in immigration reform. Like I've never seen anything like it. Not in my entire life. I've never felt a hope so big. I've never, not for any candidate, not for any cause. It was miraculous, Janice. And I realized, you know how sometimes there's a silver, sorry, I'm putting on my jacket because Janice's menopause is freezing me out.
I've done
in
nothing.
Here.
I've done
Good
nothing.
God, Janice.
I've done nothing.
It's Arctic in here again.
I've done, I swear to God.
Who turned it on zero
All
degrees?
I did was turn on the lights. Because
refrigerator.
I don't see as well anymore.
Oh, the lights are on today. Old girl. Anyway, it just, I've never seen anything like it. And I think it's that silver lining. I realize now, I was like, oh my God, this man has brought together more people and unified more people than any good guy could ever hope to. Mm. It's amazing. It is amazing, Janice. And I think that, you know, look, progress will always happen socially. Am I concerned about the environment? Yes. Am I concerned about a third world war? Yes. But the rest of it, I'm like, we're going to get through this time with this crazy, you know, crazy man and his crazy ass cabinet. And there's going to be just as much as the pendulum swung from Obama, it's going to swing back the other way in hopefully 4 years. And we're going to continue moving forward if he doesn't do irreparable damage to the environment and we don't have a third world war. And I don't think we will.
No, I think
the environment maybe
the environment's. I mean, even in Canada, our fantastic prime minister just put through a pipeline. So you know what I mean. There's chinks in every armor.
Yeah,
and I don't. But what I do see has happened is there has been a and this march has deepened a conversation to a whole nother level, and I mean just with feminists and women and black women and
white
women.
That's another thing that I want to say. Yes, look, young girls who were like, oh, please, I'm not a feminist. They were all there. Because now they're like, wait a second, we're going back to Roe v. Wade?
That's just
now they're seeing how serious it is.
But there's also, there's even another level underneath that, Jill, which I didn't, my naivety has been so opened up to the how when black women are not always keen about this march. Not all black women.
Oh, I thought a lot of the African American community
there were
black community.
But I'm just going to read you something. This is,
I know the pro-choice community was not happy.
Okay, Shishi Rose is a black activist in Brooklyn, and she wrote this, and this kind of deepened the conversation.
Okay,
it says. She wrote, "Don't white women don't just get to join because now you're scared too. I was born scared." And she advised white allies to listen more and talk less. And that's why some white women, they're saying, felt excluded from the march, because this goes way back. This goes back to the suffragette movement when women were marching and they told the black women they have to march in the back. Like, it's so deep. But
okay.
And I don't think that conversation can be ignored. And
no,
it's like,
I think you're right.
And
I think it can't be ignored.
And that's why I think that it was a march. It was a different kind of march. And I think anytime someone tried to say, you know what, you were born with white privilege, you know, it's like, I think
they didn't do that at the march, though.
See, that's what I mean.
No, there was none of that. Like, who showed up? Like, there were black, white, Asian, Latin, old, gay, transgender, young men.
Right.
Lots of men. Lots of men.
Yeah. And so this is what, but I do believe, and I was made aware of the deep roots of the march.
Yeah,
and I think, and as you said it so beautifully, that this man of pure negativity has bonded people together, and I think that our conversation can go deeper now. I think we can get into stuff that we've never even broached before.
I hope so, and that's the thing. Like, if you try to say you're a feminist. You know, a lot of young girls are afraid because it's like, oh, it's man bashing. It's not. It's about equal pay. Oh, we have equal. No, we don't. Look at politics. Look at how many of the Fortune 500 CEOs are women. What is it, like two? How many females in politics, senators, governors, like an infinitesimal, a tiny amount.
Yeah.
You know, and we've never had a female president. I mean, it just... We never have. And don't give me your Hillary speech. Prior to Hillary, we never have. We never have. You know? And so the reality is we do get paid less for the same job. I got half of what Bob Harper got. Half. Same job. Arguably, if you want to talk about, you know, who had a bigger audience, you know, it's me. I mean, I'm just, you can get mad at me and say, but it is the truth. Like, even if you were to compare, like, Bob's never been on the cover of a magazine. I've been on 50 covers of magazines. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you can't. I'm on 4 to 7 magazine covers a year. I'm on the cover of Red Book right now. I mean, so it's like, you can't. So if we're going to have a conversation about who should get paid more, why would it have been Bob then?
Yeah.
There's one reason. You know, I mean, and it has to do with his genitalia.
Right, but I agree.
I'm not attacking Bob, but if we're going to look at it honestly...
But I also, oh, wow, it's hailing out. How bizarre for LA.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh, dude. Yeah, I know. It's been crazy ass weather.
I just truly believe that we're in some really uncomfortable, territory.
I like it.
And I do too.
I'm into it.
And bring
it on.
It's fascinating, but it's uncomfortable.
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
I think it's uncomfortable for me because I have an ignorance about a lot of things, and it's making me aware that I can deepen it, and I look forward to it, and I think
that's so interesting because I have always seen the world as like, how in the world are we being so is this one group of people being so insensitive to that one group of people and that group of people being so insensitive to that group of people? And how can you not see, you know, like the Black Lives Matter? Everyone's like, all lives matter. It's like, no, you're...
I know.
You're missing the point. The point is that when the police got shot in Texas, they sent a robot in, killed the shooter without a trial or anything, and everybody was like, yeah, that sicko deserved to die. When Eric Garner was strangled to death for selling loose cigarettes, people debated whether or not he should have been killed. That's the difference. Because we said, yes, those cops' lives matter, but Eric Garner, eh. Freddie LeGray, I don't know. You know, it's a very, that's what people aren't seeing. And the reality is, look at this Brock Turner rapist kid. He, you know, he's accused of rape, hands down rapist, 3 months in jail. If a black man, I read all this stuff about black men convicted of the same crime, jail forever. Or like, you're put away for life. So that's the difference. That's what we're trying to, you know, people are trying to get you to see. And by the way, same movement, you know, it's very interesting to me because a lot of the African American community doesn't like gays. It's turning around.
But that's what I mean. I think, and I want to just, what my eyes have been open to though is the difference in how when the marches for black women's rights is different from white women's rights. It just is. It is. And I think we as women have to delve into this uncomfortable conversation.
I agree with
to
you.
Understand our black sisters.
Yep.
I just
and
do.
Our Latino sisters. Oh man.
Yes.
Here so it's big.
But that's what I mean.
Big prejudice against
it's,
Latino.
It's
Latino
deeper.
Community.
It's deeper than I understand what Asian she
sisters?
Rose is saying. But I understand what she's saying.
I do too.
She says I was born scared. As a white woman, I wasn't born scared.
As a gay woman, were you?
No.
I was.
I was not. I've had prejudice. I've had people make fun of me. I've had these things, but I've never been scared for my life as a gay person.
Hmm.
And that's okay. I haven't been threatened that way. No one has come up and tried to kill me because I'm a gay person.
You haven't been in the wrong place then.
Maybe, I don't know. I'm just saying that I think there's a. I just hope we get into a deeper conversation than the surface. I
buddy, hope we are. I think we are. And I think that, you know, you're activating communities, you know, that haven't been activated. You're igniting a fire in a brand new generation of fighters. And I think that, you know, women didn't ever think this was possible. We took a lot of our rights for granted. And now that we see how fragile they are.
Sure.
You know, yeah. I think that we're fighting. And I think the same goes for men as well. I mean, it happened to be a woman's march, but everybody showed up from all walks of life. And no one tried to shout their slogan over someone else's slogan. And it was
unprecedented.
I think you'd feel a little bit differently about it. And or more hopeful.
I don't think it's because I was there or not. I think it's because I want to have a deeper conversation.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
No, I mean, I think you'd feel more hope about it. Less uncomfortable. I think you'd feel it wasn't going to be that uncomfortable. Because it wasn't uncomfortable. There.
Yeah. I think you and me are having two different conversations. Okay. But that's okay. That's okay.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that, like, we're burying a lot of the things that haven't been discussed.
Exactly.
And I agree with you.
And I think it was admirable and fantastic that people were out. I just don't, I want to make, for me,
yeah.
I don't want to get swept up in this.
Right.
When we haven't addressed issues that are so deep.
I agree with you. And all I'm saying is I think the hope to address those deep issues is there now. I think the possibility for it to happen.
Absolutely.
Like I saw something where I was like, this may actually happen.
Yes.
That's all.
Agreed.
All right, homo.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. I can stick with something for longer than 30 days. It's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Do you foam roll?
I have. I'm trying to make myself do it more, and it's just, it's not pretty.
Like everything, though, you got to be consistent with it.
I know, but the reason, you know why I started doing it is because I know you do it. And so I went, I'm going to do what Jillian does.
It's, I'm telling you, dude, it's one of the best things that you can do to improve your athletic performance.
See, and that's what I keep thinking it's to break down the lactic blah, 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 blah.
It's really interesting. Honestly, the research on it is like, okay, myofascial release and, you know, we're loosening up the muscle and breaking up the scar tissue, blah, blah. But here's what I know, right? I mean, it's been advocated for a very long time. Personally, I notice a difference when I do it consistently. And there are a few rules for it.
Okay.
So the first one is you don't want to overdo it at first. You start out slow. So like a minute or two on each major muscle group. So don't sit there for like 5 to 10 minutes and just hammer away. You're going to be a mess. You're going to be in like a ton of pain. It's going to hurt. Start out slowly and build your way up to more pressure, putting more weight on it, not like compensating so much with like a hand on the ground or this on the ground.
I know I compensate a lot.
And then another thing is, yes, a harder surface is better, but when you're first starting out, try a softer foam roll.
Yeah, you can get, they come in degrees.
Yeah.
However you.
Yeah. 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 Try, like, I have one that's just styrofoam, and then I have, like, the, like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's, like, pointy. Do you know what I mean? Like, that
sounds
hard.
Like, sounds like a party
like
to
yoga
me.
Mat. Oh, dear God. Shut up.
I think this went down a different path.
I'm telling you.
Whatever. And one that's harder, you freaks. And it's like I've rolled my lats out and noticed a huge difference in my shoulder.
I've never done upper. I've only done like my ass,
glutes, and
my glutes and my quads.
IT band, quads, inner thighs.
But I've never done my upper body. I've never
back,
tried.
Oh my God, especially your lats. You know, as a thing that I really like. You know, I love this guy though. It is $10 a month. But if you're interested in this kind of stuff. Kelly Starrett, he tweets all the time and he's like, if you really want to smash your bench press, try this. And then it's like the beginning of his video and I'm like, oh, and I finally signed up for it because I think he's really a smart guy. I like him a lot, even though he's a CrossFitter, but he's not really a CrossFitter.
Look how you had to pause.
He's a mobility guy.
Okay.
That's his thing. And he's like a physical therapist. I mean, he's got a crazy amount of degrees. And so he's. He's really a clever dude, and he's not a, like, they went to him. It's not like he was like, yeah. Oh, I'm on the, what is the name of his?
And he's a firm believer in the,
he's like a lot of the stretching and the foam roll here. Let's see. Stiff neck and tension headaches. Check out today's daily MWOD. And it's daily mobility WOD. And then he'll like, but he's got like a bunch of these. He also has a book called Supple Leopard that I like. But he'll show you like great ways to open up your hips and how to foam roll. And I don't know why I'm not just going to do this for you. But I mean, you know, we'll talk about it like this. But his stuff gets really in depth. And you kind of got to really like, he'll show you like where to foam roll. Like I'm looking at this thing. He's got, know that dull ache in your glute? You can fix that. Check out today's MWOD. And he's got, like, he's showing you exactly like where or take a ball or how to put it, how long to do it. I just think I like his stuff. It's just I have no vested interest in this, in fact.
No, but you know, but you know what? Because you know, I automatically think, oh, I'm going to go get a massage. Oh, I'm going to go get a massage.
Which is great.
It is.
If you got the money.
Yeah. And if you got the time to, if I can do that as part of my work, at the end of my workout, you're right. I mean, you're right. I have to be more consistent with it.
And it'll show you like just a bunch of great stretches. But this wasn't supposed to be a thing about foam rolling. And somehow I got into Kelly Starrett. But it basically, I guess what I'm saying is we spend so much time hammering our bodies, but we don't spend enough time working on our flexibility. And remember, mobility is strength and flexibility together. That's what makes you mobile. Power is speed and strength. So you got to spend some time like working on doing some of that rehab work, some of that flexibility work, mobility work, rolling that stuff out. Doing your myofascial release.
I'm telling you, well, if I can get myself a pointy roller.
Jesus. You should notice a difference within a month. Ass.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Bite clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, guys, I've got a personal friend on the show today named Megan Marlowe. How you doing, bud?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, mama. And we are going to talk about being vegan. So
everyone's favorite topic.
Right. Well, in all truth, here's why Megan's on the show. First of all, she has studied nutrition extensively, and she has specialized in becoming a chef for vegans to create the healthiest, most nutritious diet that allows them to perform as athletes as well. And Megan helped create, or pretty much created, the vegan meal plan on the Jillian Michaels app. And so I want to bring up, you guys know that what I do a lot of times when I'm not a specialist in something is I find somebody who I believe is the best in the space. And so what I want to do is say, look, this is my vegan, my vegan professional. And I want her, since people are like, well, you're not vegan, you don't know.
Right.
I'm just going to have it come from the horse's mouth. Not that you're a horse. pun not intended. And I want to talk about vegan nutrition, buddy. How you got into this. What if you're going to pursue a vegan diet, what you should be mindful of, and how best to get the nutrition your body needs. And by the way, all the benefits of being vegan. And so I'll let you guys know this. I am an animal lover. I do believe it's better for the planet. I also know that if I personally go 100% vegan, I very quickly become anemic and tired. And so I do consume meat probably twice a week. And it's organic for my health. And that's about it. And that's where I live. But I respect whether you're an omnivore. I respect if you're vegan. I don't love the paleo diet, but I respect you if you're paleo. So
right.
Anyway, Mama, tell us a little bit about how you became vegan.
Well, it's actually surprising that I am vegan because I'm from Montana, which is like the meat country of the capital of the world.
Oh, Nicole. Nicole, a fellow Montana in. Montanian?
You must love the Montana peeps.
Yeah, I know. I'm surrounded. Those and the Canucks. I don't know how it happened.
Go.
I moved to LA, and actually your book, Master Your Metabolism, was kind of the catalyst for it all, which is kind of funny, and to be on your show now and have that be the start of it. I wouldn't have known, 8 years ago or whatever, that would have led me down a path of veganism. But it was the first book that I read that kind of opened my mind to really the science behind, what you eat and how it affects what's happening with your body.
Right.
And I started running marathons, and I really started to notice,
marathon. Most people say, so I started jogging. I got a gym membership.
It was the catalyst. So then I ran a marathon. So
right.
you can thank Master Your Metabolism for a marathon.
Oh my God. Okay. Sorry, buddy. Go on.
That's all right. I grew up overweight. So I was a total fat kid, and I couldn't run a mile to save my life. I would cheat at my gym class mile just so I could pass gym class. I wanted to make a change, and so I started, exercising and everything, and it really just kind of spiraled from there. I really got into wanting to know more and more and more about nutrition and really, what I would eat and how it was going to affect me.
Right.
And so this path just kind of started to lead me closer to vegan food, just because in general, plants obviously have a
sure.
lot of things that we need. And
you're right.
I grew up, my family gave me plants, but not the amount that I probably should have had. So I started to get into nutrition studies on the plant-based realm. I did some courses through Cornell and Matthew Kenny and people like that. And I just fell in love with it. And then, so I was working in the music industry at the time, and I noticed that I would go home and I would cook to relieve some stress. So I was like, well, why don't I just do this for a career? So I quit my job, and I literally just fake it till you make it type situation.
Yeah.
And I became a chef. And I noticed that what was so gratifying to me was that when I would make a meat eater, like a cashew cheesecake or something, and they would just have their minds blown. And I got so, it's such a high off of watching people eat plant-based foods and getting overly excited about them and not knowing how good they could be. Because little Miss Meat Eater from Montana, I would have never known that either.
Right.
So, you know, it became really, really exciting to me watching people also get excited about plant-based foods. And I just wanted to start doing that for people.
Okay. I love that. Now I noticed, by the way, you said cashew cheese, and cashew cheesecake, and in the menus that you created and recipes for my meal plan, there's not soy, and so talk about that. Like, how do we do the vegan diet the right way? And it clearly pisses off a lot of vegans when I say this, but even when I tried to be vegan, I would go to a restaurant and be like, well, I guess I'm having pasta with marinara sauce tonight. You know, I mean, it's like,
right.
You know, you become like, all right, good, there's nothing here, but I guess I'm having a bagel with jam.
Right.
Because I'm not doing the eggs
usually,
and the bacon. You know.
People come to me for consultations and things, because I do a lot of in-home private chef work and do dinner parties and things like that. But then I also have people who are really trying to switch their diet over, but it's like what you said. They think, oh, then I can only have a bagel, or I can have, you know, pasta with marinara sauce. And that is where the malnutrition comes in.
Right.
Because when people think of vegan, it becomes very simplified. Like, oh, I'm going to just have this head of iceberg lettuce and that's my lunch. But there's so much more to it than that. And a lot of it has to do with really incorporating a wide, wide, wide spectrum of vegetables and fruits and things that you've probably never even heard of. I mean, before I became vegan, I had probably never heard of spirulina. You know, like, how many people know what spirulina is? You know, it's
right.
Like, so what you have to do, and what I try to help people understand, is that so when you're cooking something or when you go out to eat or whatever it might be, an animal product has pretty much all the components of what causes gratification. So you have your naturally occurring acids, naturally occurring sugars, your fat, you know, things like that. And when you eat a vegan diet or a plant-based diet, you have a very, like, small baseline to start at. So you could have a head of lettuce, but that doesn't have all the things that, you know, a steak might have. So what you have to learn is to really know how to add those things to it to make it more well-rounded and have the gratification. So like, for example, with like a cashew cheesecake, you know, it's got the sugar, the acidity, the fat, and those are all the things that the brain recognizes as gratification. And it's really just about learning how to incorporate those things.
Right. Okay. And what do you think about, like, the nutrition components? Like, what do you think vegans need to look out for when it comes to making sure the diet is balanced? Like, oh, calcium, so you get a lot of green leafies, or, oh, okay, vitamin B, or you know, iron, and do you think that at all, or do you not see that?
I mean, people that, you know, only think of plant-based food or veganism in the sense of they're just going to eat a salad, that's where I think people can get stuck and trapped, and maybe end up being malnourished. The same way that, you know, someone who is eating a high animal protein diet, maybe they have
not getting phytonutrients. Absolutely.
They have like a steak, but then they have, you know, like chips on the side. So
right.
There's like a malnourishment that could happen there as well. But there are certain things to look out for. B12 is definitely one of them. And everybody that I consult with, I usually tell people to get a B12 supplement just because it's not heavily naturally occurring in plant-based foods. And especially if you're athletic, you know, your nervous system is functioning at such a high level that you're burning through that vitamin much quicker. And I noticed that if I, you know, stopped taking my B12 supplement for like 2 or 3 days, I noticed just being really tired.
Right.
So that's usually the number one. The other ones, if you're eating a pretty well-rounded amount of food, it's hard to have a problem. The problem comes in when you stick to one thing and you're just eating that constantly.
Right.
But, you know, calcium, for example, one glass of milk equals about 2.5 cups of kale in the calcium realm. So if you're eating like a big green salad in the afternoon, you know, you're getting as much as you would if you drank a glass of milk, but you're getting the calcium without the saturated fat and the cholesterol and things like that. And on top of that, you're getting, you know, antioxidants, phytonutrients, electrolytes, vitamins, minerals, fiber, all of these things, which are really great for you.
Right. Okay. Uh-huh. I like it. And so tell me now, you have a way, though, of combining your food, not just for satisfaction, which is, by the way, something I'd never really even thought about. But I guess I was like,
sorry.
When she said that, I was like, I never thought about, like, oh, what's triggering the brain to feel satisfied with the food? Like, that, I don't know how I never thought about that. Like, I know how food scientists do it to make you eat bad stuff.
Right.
But I guess I never thought about combining certain things so that you like good stuff until
right and
now.
You know, biggest things that I do when I'm cooking, and it's such a simple change to make, and I think that a lot of people don't think about this probably because they're not a chef, but you know, acid is so important because it brings out a lot of the flavors in a dish and really just rounds it out. And so a lot of times if I'm making like a soup or a salad or whatever it might be, at the very end I'll add something acidic, like a squeeze of a lemon or a lime or apple cider vinegar or something like that. And it really just like brightens the dish and kind of finally like makes your brain go, oh yeah, that's good.
Right. Right. God. Okay. That's and what you do though. I know you studied like performance cause you are an athlete.
Right.
And are there certain combinations with vegan foods or like, how is that? Cause to be honest with you, you know, this is something where I'm like, hey, I'm not a chef. You know, she'll say it, like Megan and I got on the phone and I was like, okay, I kind of need these recipes to be in this calorie range. You know, these are the things I'm trying to avoid, which we were avoiding the same things, like soy that wasn't organic or fermented. And then, you know, you do your thing and I don't question you. I, you know, because I know you and I know what your food tastes like, and you've catered a million things for me, shoots, you know, for days, and photo shoots, I'm talking about. But so I never, you know, thought about that, to be honest with you, as a vegan. Like, and I know you mentioned it to me. Like, what are you thinking of as, like, some of the best foods for athletic performance in the vegan diet?
You know, one of the things I think that is really beneficial, and it could be something that you're already aware of, but timing is really important. And that's something that I really try to focus on with people who are trying to, you know, amplify their athletic abilities. And so I do a lot of smoothies. That's probably my biggest one.
Okay.
But I don't use anything that's, like, processed in it. Like, I don't use a lot of crazy protein powders, but I combine proteins. So like I'll do, you know, hemp or something in my smoothie, which is a complete protein. And then on top of that, you know, I might have like, you know, like a black bean quinoa taco or something. And I just really try to keep my caloric intake up in the cleanest way possible.
Right.
And I think where a lot of people can tend to struggle too is there's been so much talk about food combining when you're a vegan, and you know, do I need to eat brown rice with beans and all of that? And it is true that you do, to make a complete amino acid chain, you have to have all of the non-essential amino acids that your body can't create. Because if you don't have them, then you can't complete that chain, and then the protein molecule doesn't actually go and do anything in your body. But what is really interesting is that, you know, your body has an amino acid pool, which it digs from for about 24 hours. So if you, in your smoothie, have brown rice protein, let's say, and then, you know, later that night you have chili with beans, you've completed that protein chain.
Janice is laughing hysterically. I never thought about that.
I'm sorry. If I have chili and beans in my smoothie at night, there's going to be a problem.
No, your smoothie in the morning.
Oh, sorry.
And then you're, because your body has the amino acids there for 24 hours. You don't have to have, that's the whole point. You don't have to have beans in your smoothie.
Oh,
exactly.
I'm so sorry. I'm sitting here talking to you.
Oh, no, Megan, watch out. Here it comes.
She's actually friends with Heidi. So,
yes.
So she's, that's how I know Megan, right?
Oh,
so
God.
I'm sitting here and, you know, on your computer, your iMessage pops up, right?
Uh-oh.
So I see it and I always leave it up because it's just, you never know. And it's raining in LA. We've had bad storms. Your pig decided to take.
Oh, no.
Your pig decided to take it.
Your pig what?
Okay, hold on. Okay, let me preface this by saying we've had to stay at the beach.
You caught the pig at the beach house?
No. Hold on. No, that's the problem. Hold on. Okay, we've had to stay at the beach house because we've been painting the farm. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I haven't been able to take the pig because there's three flights of stairs. But I've taken the bird, the rabbit, the dogs. But the fish and the pig and the ducks and the chicken stayed. So Heidi just said, your pig decided to take a jet. Nicole, help me. Help me. Read it. Please read it. Oh, God. Okay, read Eddie's message.
Your pig decided to take a giant pee on the living room rug in anger, I'm sure. Pissed piggy. Oh.
That's what you get for leaving the pig behind.
Pissed piggy. Oh, but I told her. Oh, my God. But I told her. I said, I'm like, I think we should find a way to tough this out. I don't think we should leave Stella this long. And Heidi was like,
see, she's mad. She's
Stella
hurt.
Never pees in the house. Ever.
Oh, yeah, she's pissed.
Pissed piggy. Pissed piggy. Oh, well, Megan, thanks for all this great information. I really hope you'll come back. Where can we learn more from you?
Man.
Dear God. So tell me.
Never a dull moment.
No. Pissed piggy. Okay. Tell me what's your website, Instagram. How do we get more info? Are you hireable? Probably no, because I think you've told me to piss off from time to time.
I am. I do cook for private clients, and I do, you know, private events and dinner parties and stuff. And then I do consultations. So people who are trying to switch their diet over, or they're trying to figure out a way to get more plants into their diet, especially for their kids, because kids have the hardest time, I think. And yeah, just giving people ideas. So if anybody needs more ideas, I have a website, meganmarlowe.com. And then my Instagram, I'm usually posting photos of things I'm making, which I think sometimes if you just see something, it can give you an idea. And seeing what like a vegan eats all day long, you kind of get an idea of like, oh, it's not just a head of lettuce. And my Instagram is at Megan Marlowe as well.
And it's MEGANMARLOWE.
Thank you, Megan.
Thanks for having me on. It's been awesome.
All right, bud. Come back again soon, please.
I will. Have a good one.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Pissed piggy.
Pissed piggy.
I knew it, though. I knew it. I told her. I said this isn't going to go well.
I can just see Stella. I can just see her with that. You know when when an animal makes a decision?
Yeah. Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.